time for the fifth thing, where we go through questions and answers. And I say we because I've got my husband Ben with me today.
Hello.
Four Things with Amy Brown. The podcast runs every Thursday. And then on Tuesdays, we answer questions that were submitted to the email. So, hey, have you ever sent me an email to fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com?
I have not.
Oh, you didn't like, you don't set up some fake account and send me questions?
And silently stalk you? And see if you'll actually answer them?
You do that on Instagram. You are on Instagram with some fake account, or not fake, but like not active, like you don't have a picture.
Yeah, but I've told you that I am.
But I have no idea what it is, but you do it so you can follow me and the show and like see what's going on.
Sometimes I'm traveling, I want to see what's going on, and you don't answer the phone, or it's late at night, and I can see the pictures.
So don't act like that's weird, that I'm like, have you ever set up an email?
To ask you a question?
Maybe I'd reply faster.
I should just ask a question that I want to see if you'll even answer.
Yeah. So Ben's here with me. We just got back from North Carolina. So he just ran up to the studio with me to do the Q&A episode. We were in North Carolina to visit some friends. We used to live there. Ben was stationed at Fort Bragg for 5 years. So we went to Southern Pines, our cute little town that we lived in, stayed with our friends, Sundy and Brian, which I'll go ahead and say this on here because I said it on Instagram, but my friend Sundy, she has this little boutique in downtown Southern Pines. It's so cute. It's called The Mockingbird. And she is on Instagram. And I told her, like, you should start using your Instagram. Like, do swipe up, do stories and swipe up to the products you have and link it. And maybe people will want to buy it. And, you know, I was trying to help her out there. And so I was like, gosh, why can't you do the swipe up? And turns out you have to have 10,000 followers to be able to swipe up. I didn't know that if you're a business.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So she didn't have that. So we're trying to get her there. She's still not there, but we're getting close. Did your fake account start following her, please? Not your fake account, but your real account.
I'll do that right after this. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'll be the next one to do it.
I need you to do that because
I got to wait a couple so nobody knows my fake account.
So if you're listening to this right now and you have some free time and you want to follow, she posts like funny little memes and stuff too. It's not just stuff about her. She's really a funny person. And she said, oh, so this is what I was going to say her Instagram was. At Mockingbird on Broad, because her shop is on Broad Street. Does that make sense? Mockingbird on Broad. So that's what everybody needs to follow. So, she has a lot of little funny things on here. So, one funny thing about her shop is she's got candles up in there, and she said that they've gone 25 days without a burn injury. So she's super excited. She even hung a sign in the shop and she counts.
I didn't even know this
was a thing.
She
adds up the days. Yeah, me neither. But she said, people want to sniff the candle. So they lean in as far as they can and then they burn their nose.
This is a lit right. candle. Like you can't actually eat a fudge candle. Like
if you're listening right now and you're one of those people that sniffs candles at a boutique, like it's a real concern, especially for the owner, and they don't want you to get hurt. And so now she has a big sign that says, when we were there, it was 25 days straight without a nose burning incident. So she's really excited about this streak because she hates when they have to go back to zero because someone burns their nose.
No, but it's like a PSA. Like tell people, like literally you cannot eat it. There's no reason to get any closer.
Right. Like you can smell it. If you can't smell it from where you are, then I don't know. Something might be up with one of your senses.
Right. Yeah.
So let's see. You want to get into the questions? You can answer some of them if you want.
Okay.
With me. And then some not.
Let's go.
Whatever. I'll see if you have an opinion. How about that? And then what do you think? Let me get your opinion about this. When I'm doing the Q&A, have you ever listened to one of my Q&A episodes? It's okay if you haven't.
No.
Okay. Thanks, babe.
Well, being honest is honesty.
I know. I appreciate it. I know. You have a lot of things going on. But like, should I read the whole question as it's sent? I mean, some of them were pretty long, so I edit it down. Or should I just say what it's about? Say who it's from and then say what it's about.
Well, some may
normally
need,
I read it, but let me try
some
it this
may need
way.
Context. So if the question needs context, then you should provide that. Other than that, just get to the point.
Get to the point. First question's from Jenny, and to the point, she wants to know what workout stations I listen to on iHeartRadio. And Jenny, I have two. I love 24 Hour Fitness and Spin Cycle Remix because they both have like nonstop good workout music because they're created for obviously workouts. Do you have anything you listen to?
Mm-mm. Not on iHeart. I listen to your podcast.
Well, that's on iHeart.
Well, I mean, that's the only thing I work out to is your podcast.
Well, you're lying right now because I thought we just went through this whole truth thing.
Well, not the question and answer one, the other podcast.
Because I know that my Four Things podcast does not motivate you.
So motivating. I love it.
do curls for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
No, you listen to like Eminem and Macklemore.
Yes.
And what was that? You had some All-American song, like some from that Netflix show.
Oh, I don't know names. I just listen to music.
Oh, okay. Sweet. This next one's from Rachel. Amy, this is a two-part question. I saw you post on Instagram when you were at Mary's about some tequila drink. What was that? I also saw in your story there was some photo shoot with a bunch of dogs. What was that? Okay, so Rachel, the first thing, the tequila drink, is we're obsessed with Casamigos Blanco, which is a white tequila. And I just really like that brand. It's George Clooney's. And
it used to be.
He sold it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever. He signs every bottle. His signature's on it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Personally.
So, yeah,
right.
So it's tequila blanco with Topo Chico, which we're obsessed with some Topo Chico.
Yeah, I love Topo.
If you can't find it at a store near you, my sister gave me a tip that she didn't think her small town had it because she lives in Pagosa Springs, Colorado. Oh, which I guess we should give my sister's little new coffee shop a shout out. If you're ever traveling through Southern Colorado and you're near Pagosa or Durango or going through Pagosa or something, my sister and her husband just bought a coffee shop on the river there, and it's called Root House Coffee. And I'm so excited for them. There's four things totes there that she customized just for the store that, mm-hmm. you know, say Colorado things, you know, like float the river, hike the mountains, soak the hot springs, stuff like that. So very cute. So back to my sister's Topo Chico trick to see if your town has it. A lot of towns, they may not have it in your grocery store, but if you have a Walmart, if you go to the like Mexican, Hispanic food section of the Walmart, you may see the Topo Chico there. So that's a little...
Yeah, they hide it. It's like the international...
They hide it. It's not
like... an international section, right?
It's not with like, you know, the LaCroix and all the other, like mm-hmm. the Sprite the and Coke section. And whatever. It might be in the Mexican Hispanic section, so check that out. So the drink is Casamigos Blanco, Topo Chico, some limes, and then liquid stevia, like just a drop or two to make it sweet. And you can like play around with the concoction. I don't have exact measurements, but it's a really refreshing summer drink that we actually had a lot of this weekend in North Carolina. I bought all the goods and made it at my friend Sunday's house too. So then the other day we had probably about, 10 girls over with their dogs. So maybe there was
at least
14 dogs at the house. Well, sort of back behind our house, and we did a dog mom photo shoot because we have the cool mom line and the cool dad stuff. But then some of our girlfriends were like, well, I'm not a mom. I mean, even Mary herself, like she's like, I mean, I have a dog, but we were getting requests for dog mom that looks like the cool mom, which cool mom and cool dad supporting Haiti, which going into Father's Day, Cool Dad stuff is still supporting Project MetaShare down in Haiti. And but Dog Mom is supporting a dog rescue place here in Nashville called Proverbs 1210, which I learned about Proverbs 1210 because and one of my friends at the photo shoot was Abby. She is married to Dan Smyers of Dan and Shay, and they are like major dog rescuers. They're all about it. They've rescued four dogs themselves from Proverbs 1210, and they volunteer there like every weekend that he's like not on the road or what. I mean, they're always there. We need to find something we can go do and volunteer together and get, maybe we volunteer with them and do dog stuff.
Yeah,
and
I'd then, like to check it out.
Or we need to take the kids to go do some stuff too.
No, yeah, we'll just drop the kids off at the pound.
No, you don't drop them off. No, that's not what I meant. I meant like get them involved in something to be passionate and care about. Like, I love how passionate Abby and Dan are about Proverbs 1210. So we know that it's a solid organization, good people. And so that is what the dog mom stuff is going to support. So that's what that was. Just a little fun photo shoot to get some pictures out there. So, you know, since the hoodies and tanks and t-shirts were new and all that is per usual at the Shop Forward. So it's theshopforward.com. Next question is from Brianna. I've heard you mention that you like Brené Brown, and I was wondering if you watched the special on Netflix. What are your thoughts? Yes, I watched it. It was amazing. Everyone needs to see it. 5 stars.
That was like, the thing you were saying that we need to watch together, right?
Yes. And I want to rewatch it with you because I think it'd be good for us.
Okay.
So yeah, totally. Next question's from Amanda. The other day, I saw your airplane snack photo that you posted on Instagram. I've never seen any of those brands before. I went back to take a screenshot. The photo was gone. So could you go over some of the snacks? Now, I don't remember exactly what I had in that because, yeah.
Oh, there was a lot.
Oh, there was.
I can tell you what.
Do you
to
like
avoid.
My airplane snacks that I packed?
You did a really good job. I thought it was very thoughtful.
Because it was me, you, and two kids, and it, like a lot, like a 6 hour travel day in an airplane.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got to have healthy stuff, or else you'll just like reach for the junk, right?
Right, but things to avoid.
Okay, what?
Anything cauliflower.
Oh, I know. I opened up. I take cauliflower rice with me when I travel, and I open it up, and both the kids were like, "Mom, no!"
Like, it's just one of those things. It's like opening up like a can of tuna fish in an airplane, and people are like,
"I brought you the Epic bars, which are like beef jerky, basically." And
no,
did
meat
you open?
Is definitely more
no.
commonly accepted
no.
than tuna
There's
fish
some people,
and cauliflower.
Mm-mm. There's some people that think beef jerky should never be eaten on an airplane.
Run that one for a vote. I bet you money that. You cannot, that most people will say you can eat beef all day long, like raw beef, stinky beef
raw
on a plane.
Beef.
Not raw beef, but stinky beef jerky on a plane any day of the week. But you should never open a bag of cauliflower on any like small space.
Okay.
Unless you're by yourself.
So back to some of the stuff I did have packed for the kids and us to have. Like I said, the Epic bars, which are great, but just use your discretion if you think that you should open up a bar of meat
yeah,
on a plane. Primal Kitchen bars are awesome little protein bars. I had almonds, cashews, kale chips are really good. And the brand that I had in that were the Rhythm Superfoods. Also, Rhythm Superfoods makes carrot chips, which I had some of those too, which another brand that makes some good ones is Bear. And I found those at Kroger, Bare. Beet chips, apples, a lot of nut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Bell peppers, some baggies of spinach.
Do you have hummus on that one? Sometimes you bring hummus.
Sometimes I do bring hummus, but that might be too stinky.
Well, it depends on what type of hummus it is.
Oh, skinny pop or popcorn.
The little chips.
Boom chick pop. Yeah. Like they have little individual size, which those are great to have. That way you don't. I mean, but honestly, sometimes when we're a family of four. Sometimes we've opened up a huge, big old bag of popcorn and we just pass it around like. The only thing is that can get kind of messy, and if you've got kids and you feel bad when you're leaving, you're like,
yeah, they don't
oh,
like you when you do
sorry,
that
flight attendants. I was talking to Erin about this one, too. She said she travels a lot with hard-boiled eggs, which those can be stinky on
a
plane.
I mean, that's rough. I don't think you should do that one either.
Yeah, but yeah, hopefully that helps. But Rhythm Superfoods is a really good brand. I think that was a brand in Epic and Primal Kitchen that you were kind of seeing in the picture of brands that stood out that maybe you had never seen before. So hopefully that helps, Amanda. Next one is from Savannah. Next question. Looking to see if it'd be possible to discuss bone broth. Why are people drinking it and the benefits? Remember when I was all about bone broth and we were like, I was like, let's just have bone broth for dinner.
Yeah, there was nothing good about that. I mean, it's
no, there is
good,
something good about it.
But
it's good
just
for
broth.
You.
It was just like a bowl of broth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's full of iron and vitamin A and K.
All great things.
Some fatty acids, zinc, magnesium. It's got some collagen, pretty sure, I think.
Yeah, all good things, but you have to have something else.
Well,
you have to have something with.
I tried a 3-day bone broth cleanse.
How'd that
and
work?
I think I made it one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I had headaches, which obviously you should have. Like my body was having withdrawals from like crap. And I think it helps like get your gut back in order. Bone broth does. And I had listened to this podcast where these girls did it for 3 days and they talked all about it and how amazing they felt and their skin looked so good. And maybe they even did it. Actually, I think these girls did it for 5. And I was like, I'm going to try to do it for 3. And then I did it for 1. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Like I felt a little bit sick, but because my body was detoxing, I just couldn't make it through.
So what's good about it?
It's just, I just listed all the things. Like it's just a really good, healthy drink for you. So it's
we
good.
Saw a bar. I saw a protein, bone broth protein bar the other day.
I know.
I don't know what that's all about.
I know. We'll have to ask. Our friend bought it. We'll have to ask him if it was any good. Anyway, it can help reduce inflammation. It can help heal the gut. Some say that it could help you with sleeping, could support weight loss. I mean, obviously, if you drink it for 3 days straight and that's all you have, which I don't recommend. I wouldn't. I was in an unhealthier space when I was doing a 3-day bone broth cleanse. Like I would not do that to myself right now. But I don't think it's bad if you're trying to like, if you're healthy about it and you go through like a proper detox, but that is why it's good for you. Next question is from Chrissy. Hey, Amy, big fan from Austin. I have a question about your healthy lifestyle and how you handle it around people who aren't really that understanding towards it. Ugh. Yeah.
That's challenging.
Because you don't want to, her concern is she doesn't want to come across as stuck up or too good for like some of the unhealthy choices. Like if she's at a family event or with friends and it's like only unhealthy options, you don't want to be like, ooh, I don't want to eat that. I totally get that. And I went through it. My dad, he doesn't cook the healthiest. And that was like a big thing. Like he'd be like, why aren't you eating what I made? You know, because food is his love language.
Yeah, but at the same time, they should respect you for the fact that, like, it's not that you don't appreciate them or the fact they invited you to a party or whatever it was, but that you're trying to take care of your body and that you're trying, they shouldn't shame you into the fact that you're not eating their food.
Yeah. I mean, Chrissy, that would be, yeah, you've got to do you, but be kind about it. It's not really about them. It's about you. And you just do all of that in a nice way. Maybe just bring dishes to share, but bring enough.
Yeah.
For yourself and for other people, if they want to try it, that way it's not awkward. You've got like your own little plate that's separate. Be like, hey, I made this. Thought everybody might want to try it. Like, and whatever they're making, be like, oh, wow, that looks so good. But if they keep digging and ask further, just be like, you know, I don't feel my best whenever.
Can you put it in a different context? Like, what if it
was
that
not a good context?
Well, the different context, I'm saying like in the food one, I get it because it's like, it's really so benign that you think that you should just eat it just to get along. But like, what if it was like alcohol, or what if it was like something that like cigarettes or everybody's smoking?
Well, I feel
smoking.
Like that people understand that way but easier. If you're
if like, you're like, oh, everybody's smoking and you're like, well, you know, I bought these cigarettes for you. And you're like, well, I don't really, you know, no, thank you. I
mean, smoking is like way different.
Well, no, it's just, but in a
but
different
people
context,
understand
they should
that.
Respect it and go, hey, she just wants to take everybody. So
right, you're
why
right.
is it not any different?
Exactly.
In this one, you're just
choosing. You're wanting to take care of your body in a different way. Like
That's
no one's
saying.
Gonna be think you're being stuck up if you turn down a cigarette. I see what you're saying. And
not
no
unless
one's
you're like, oh, look at you. Like if you look, you know.
Yeah, and you're not trying to
you're
be
not throwing it in their face.
But alcohol, sometimes people think like Bobby has a hard time because he's never had alcohol, and mm-hmm. sometimes he feels weird when he's like, no, I don't want anything, because he doesn't want people to think he's too good for it. He just has a lot of
but
alcohol
you can't
abuse
make choices
in his
for
family.
Other people. You can only make choices for yourself, right?
Right. Exactly. So Chrissy, I mean, I know I've definitely been in situations with my family and friends where it's come across as it's just gotten awkward and I don't want to come across as stuck up, but you kind of just have to find a good way, like find a good answer that makes it not about them and what they're cooking. And then also introduce some of your healthy lifestyle to the table and see if, you know, they would be into that. Next question is from Jody. My husband and I haven't been successful at having children on our own. I sometimes feel as though when I'm with friends that have kids and stuff, like we're like now not included. And so Jody's curious about like how that's changed now that we have kids. Like, is there any difference in like how we hang out with friends? I guess she's feeling excluded because some of her friends have had kids and now they're not invited to certain things.
I don't feel excluded. I mean,
people it does change. It does
people
change.
People in different places in life. I mm-hmm. mean, they've got to focus on what's going on in their immediate time of
right.
life. Right. If they've got little infant babies, that's what they have to focus on.
Right. And if they're, and then they may hang out with other families that know that like have other kids the
just
same age or something.
The same stuff.
But I don't think that they're intentionally ignoring you by any means. They probably just have a lot of things going on. And they probably still want you in their life. And maybe you just need to be more intentional about it, Jody, and just plan time with them. Be like, hey, is there time I can come hang out with you and the kids? Or if you want alone time with your girlfriend, then maybe see if you can figure out if the husband can watch or there's a sitter and you can plan some girl time without the kids. But just remember kind of what brought you together in the first place. Because if your
or
friends
remember
before
our friends
kids.
Or had a kid-friendly house where they had like toys. They made their house, they made it like it was okay. Just because they didn't have kids.
Yeah.
Other kids came over, remember?
The house we were at, our friend Sunday in North Carolina this last weekend, our friends Kate and Colin came over. They had twin girls. Sunday and Brian have no kids. And yeah, I was surprised.
I mean,
Sunday busted
blanket,
out.
She had
a blanket.
Toys, like
put out
thing.
Toys. And we were like, what? You have kid toys? She goes, yeah, I learned to have stuff for everybody because you want to, you know,
yeah,
if you're hosting things,
yeah.
you want everybody to feel included. So make sure you're doing a good job, Jody, about maybe reaching out to them too, because your brain is pulled in tons of different directions once kids enter your life, and I'm sure they're not intentionally leaving you out. Next question is from Shelly. What kind of lash extensions do you use, synthetic or mink? What do you use, babe?
I don't.
You don't have one?
No.
You don't have lash extensions? And then Shelly also wants to know how I get massages or see the chiropractor or sleep if I have lash extensions, because she's had them for about 6 weeks and they are running her life. She loves the way they look and brighten up her appearance, but they keep getting messed up when she's doing things that like make her be like on her face. So Shelly, I reached out to my lash girl, Amy, for this, and she is the owner of Lash Nashville, which is at Nashville Lash on Instagram, and this was her reply. We use synthetic mink lashes. They are made up of unique synthetic yarn fibers, which make them super soft and light. One of the main differences between volume lash extensions and classic lash extensions is the comfort, flexibility, and durability. Volume lash extensions are super fine and lightweight. When properly applied, they look and feel seamless. A sleeping mask isn't vital, but it can help with retention if you are a face sleeper. I haven't had any trouble with a face cradle during massage, but they should be able to withstand quite a bit. If you have an active lifestyle, do things that manipulate your lashes a lot, like face sleeping, massages, facials, you may need to schedule your fills every 2 weeks to maintain them or even possibly have them start using a shorter length. But they definitely shouldn't be ruling your life as you describe. I would suggest you be sure to get volume lash extensions applied and that your lash artist has a lot of experience doing volume lashes. Clean them regularly with a lash extension soap and brush them in the mornings and do you. That's all a proper set of extensions should require. XO, Amy. And that's from Amy, my lash girl. I know that was like a long answer, but some of you might be curious about that if you've never had lash extensions. And that's what Amy does for me. And I do clean mine every night with like a soap, a special soap. So I think it's called like lash bath. Yeah, lash bath. And I used to not. And I feel like they last longer when I clean them because it gets all the oil out of there and keeps them on longer.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so there you go. That's a wrap on today's Q&A episode. Thank you, Ben, for joining me. And thank you for the awesome weekend in Southern Pines. I had fun with you.
So much fun. It was good seeing everybody.
Ben flew us there himself. He's a pilot. Mm-hmm. He was in the Air Force for 12 years.
That was the funnest part.
Not
the funnest part. Obviously, I love seeing everybody, but I really enjoyed flying there.
Yeah, and we spread Josie's ashes, our dog, our very first dog.
I need you to step up on your skills, though, with flying, though. I need you to kind of start providing.
I did a great job.
Well, you brought the snacks, which was awesome, and you didn't get sick or complain.
Right, so I did a great job.
But I tried to take a nap for like 30 minutes, and you wouldn't take over the radio.
Because I do not need you napping mid-flight. Like, that just does not need to happen ever. And Memorial Day was yesterday, so anybody listening right now, thank you. If you're serving, thank you so much for serving. If you're a family member or a loved one who has lost someone who has served, like, our hearts are with you. It's the ultimate sacrifice for sure. So I know Ben woke up yesterday with his heart on some friends that he's lost. And, yeah, we're just super thankful and grateful for anyone that serves. Right, babe?
We are. Absolutely.
And that includes, I mean, I know it's not Veterans Day, but Memorial Day, day after Memorial Day. But we'll continue. It shouldn't take a day to think of those that have sacrificed it all. We should kind of do it often, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Bye.